Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when they first get up, and again in the evening when they go to bed. It truly is a wonderful way to live life peacefully and fully. In this week's meditation, we're going to have a guided meditation, and it's based upon a request from one of our listeners. He writes, "Hi, Dr. Puff. Huge fan of the podcast and the shows. I've turned many people into fans as well. I have a thought about meditation. What about pre-sleep meditation guided towards calming dreams? I have trouble going to sleep and I meditate at night, but I often have disquieting dreams and sometimes nocturnal panic to a degree. My wife also wakes up often with her own bad dreams. Of course, bad dreams are going to occur, but I wonder if a guided meditation focused on calming the dreams and the response to them might provide some relief. Anyways, thanks for everything." So in this podcast, I'm going to give a guided meditation for bad dreams, or perhaps more specifically, having a beautiful, peaceful night of sleep. You can listen to it just before you go to bed, actually listen to it while you're going to bed, and if you fall asleep, that's great, because then you can have it going in the background. Perhaps you can have it on your iPod, or you can get some really comfortable earphones, and just go ahead and sleep through the night with them on. I often do this and doesn't cause a problem for me at all. In regard to earaches, we had a sponsor, I think it was at the beginning of the podcast, that were called sleep phones. And I really recommend them if you're going to fall asleep at night with your headphones on listening to this podcast. But I want to talk about in general how to address bad dreams. When I was younger, a teenager, I used to have just nightmarish dreams that would come in the middle of the night, and they were pretty awful. I remember being so afraid, I just felt paralyzed, like I couldn't even move. It felt like there was a presence in the room that was going to get me or destroy me. They were really frightening, but I was able to overcome them through a really simple technique I'd like to teach you about. When the bad dreams come, be with them. Witness them. Don't fight them. Don't be afraid of them. Just witness them. When we face dark things in life, what I've learned is to see them as my teacher. They have things to teach me. So instead of running from them, I face them. If I can share another dream, when I was very young, I used to have this recurring dream that was in this dark cave and this monster was always trying to get me. It was chasing me and I just was running from it through these caves over and over again. Till in one dream, I distinctly remember stopping, turning around, and just facing the monster. And I started talking to the monster, and I actually found out it was a benevolent monster that just wanted to talk to me about things. I was very young, and it occurred for many years, but I was well after that one last time of truly just facing it, not being afraid, and trying to, in a sense, embrace it, getting to know it. So when the bad dream comes, do this. First, of course you're going to be afraid, but try not to fight it. Try not to run so hard away from it. Just turn around and face it. Breathe deeply. Breathe slowly. And know that you're really okay. Whatever is there is your teacher. You have something to learn. Learn. Then go ahead and put on this guided meditation and listen to it until you fall back to sleep. Now that may mean you have to listen to it several times, which is okay. Just either make multiple copies of it on the same playlist, or put it on repeat mode. And if you have really comfortable headphones, you won't mind falling asleep with headphones on. But I think what's important is don't fight. In a sense, open your arms and say, okay, I have lessons here to learn, and I'm going to stop fighting you. I'm not even going to be afraid of you. And when I think when you do that, when you don't fight that which seems so overwhelming and so frightening, then the lessons there are there to be learned, and you may find that the dark dreams stop coming. And as our listener said, they really are common. Don't judge yourself for having them. There's nothing wrong with having them. I may have them again someday. Other things I need to learn to grow from. It's okay. Just embrace, look at, examine, and then realize that all is well, and you can go back to sleep. Because when we're on the path of growth, instead of running from our fears, we face them. And when we face them, we find that they're not as terrible as we think they are. One last story that I can share that really attests to this is when I work with young children in therapy and they have monsters in their room, what I have them do is go get their parent for the first time or two, get a bat, get a flashlight, and go in a sense get those monsters, explore. You in a sense go after them. I had a little girl once who was very afraid of a dragon that was hiding in her room. So for a few days in a row, her and her father got a bat, went around the room, and chased that dragon away so it never came back again. She felt empowered, and she was able to sleep well at night. So again, listen to this podcast if you ever have frightening dreams or if you just want to have a really nice sleep. And if you'd like to have some time with me meditating, I do have the meditation retreats that you can learn more about at www.holisticretreats.tv. Or if you want to email me a question, you can send it to drpuff@drpuff.com. To spell out the second doctor, it's drpuff@drpuff.com. Or if you want to have a retreat near your home, just send me an email and let's talk about setting something up near you. May we all sleep well until next week. Peace.
Thank you again for joining us this week. We've helped thousands of listeners learn to live healthy and more successful lives. If you'd like an invaluable opportunity to promote your product or services to our audience by sponsoring a podcast or our free web show, The Holistic Success Show, contact us at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Peace.